listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
The word of the hour is congratulations. It's time. What started 6 years ago in San Jose has become a San Diego tradition.
28 hours straight of us with no interruptions, no commercials, no music, nothing. It's us for 28 straight hours.
It's the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon.
We cannot wait.
Commercial and music free.
Every other year that we've ever done it, this year is going to be the biggest and the best that we've ever done, ever.
Seven friends battling sleep deprivation.
Look at yourself in the mirror.
And inevitably, each other.
I like what I...
Shut up!
It's an emotionally draining effort to entice new listeners to the Mikey Show.
It turns into Woodstock outside.
And best of all, it benefits Children's Hospital.
It's something that is not done on radio anywhere.
It turns into Mikey Palooza outdoors.
What will happen?
My favorite thing is just the unexpected.
What will they do?
Mm-hmm. I mean, crazy things just happen on the 28-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
And who will crack this time?
Shut up!
Show was a person, it'd be Will Smith, because everybody loves Will Smith.
Really, like, thought long and hard about that.
I have a question. Rob, do you have any other thing that we might be able to get cleanly that we could use in that promo that you think it makes it sound real cool?
The Red Sox are my favorite team.
Okay, well, that's not
that
even
has
fun.
Nothing to do with the 28 hours. Dude.
Just the fact that you guys are working beyond that, that's awesome. Hey, I love it so much, just the history of it. I mean, to tell and to put it in a nutshell to the new P1s, I mean, it's the greatest reality radio ever. You guys are the greatest, and that's why you have such a huge fan base, because of what you guys are and what you guys do. That's awesome. I want to have your baby.
My favorite part of the 28-hour show was when you guys start revealing stuff about yourselves, and specifically last year when Sean revealed himself as a furry.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I don't remember that.
I don't know anything
What happened?
About that.
between 2 and like 6 o'clock in the morning.
The best part is the next day when you guys have already been on for 24 hours.
You guys are bungee.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
I want to tell you guys I love the 28-hour show, and man, I crack up so hard. My work pretty much almost sends me home every time.
Really?
Uh-huh. I love when you guys have a true validation. You guys tell stories, and then you have the true validations come upon, and hey, this is actually true.
It's funny. We've been doing it so many years that the 28-hour show has become an institution.
It's for real.
I mean, we can't not do it now.
It's time.
Mike.
You sure?
Because this makes it real.
It's the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon. And this year's chapter begins now.
Woo! Oh, oh my gosh.
Okay. Let's do it. Come on.
Let's not.
You
scared
me.
Say we did.
Are you guys ready? Ladies and gentlemen, it begins. Hey, P1s that are outside, make noise.
They are.
Oh, they are crazy
here,
out there.
Let's stay quiet for a second. See if we can hear them outside the window. That's through a soundproof window, by the way. That's how loud they are out there.
Double soundproof glass.
There's close to 100 people out there right now.
That is insane. That is insane.
Oh, my gosh.
It's time, man. We're ready to go. Let me tell you, every part of this is different when we do this. Everything in front of me is different than a normal day. Eddie is wearing Elvis glasses.
Well, I think we all need it, you know, at the beginning of the show.
Finally, someone.
It's the right way to start this.
That's right. I usually, when we do this, am looking at a grid that shows me what we're going to do for 4 or 5 hours. And today, that grid is 3 pages long.
Oh, man. And much smaller font, too.
That's right. We are embarking on a 28-hour marathon on the radio. We begin now. We get off the air tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We are not going to play music or commercials. We're just going to go us for 28 straight hours. 7 people. We may have NBC 739 coming down here to cover this morning.
Fox Channel 5 will be here as well.
Oh, will they really?
Yeah, they just got word.
When they see what's going on, they're going to make an appointment next year already.
I don't think they understand what's going on.
Yeah. They don't get it. They don't get what's going on here. It's big. I'm looking at what we're going to be doing today, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Are you kidding me? Jay, are we... are we on the web and we're webcasting right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my.
Well, there we
MikeyShow.com? Is that where we go? MikeyShow.com? Is that where we send people?
Yep.
All right, so if you go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, as soon as you get to the website, you're going to see a banner that says the 28-hour show. Just click on it, and it's going to open up a live feed of us in the studio right now. This live feed will go for 28 straight hours. I have a surprise. First surprise.
Surprises already? Man.
There's always surprises.
What? Oh.
We've waited until this very moment to give you this surprise. And that is that this year, unlike any other year, all 28 hours will be made available on our podcast. Every single hour. You can download all 28 hours.
Wow. Oh, my.
If you want to have... Wait a minute. Ash, are you there?
Yeah.
There you are. Oh, man. Everything's all different.
It's different.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
How are my levels? Test 1, 2.
Your levels are great.
Hello.
Oh, nice.
Hello.
How about you, Zeth? Can you test your mic in there? Hello? Zeth, are you working? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wait. Let me try this. Zeth?
Go to the mall.
There you are.
Oh,
there
we are.
Okay.
That's a great sentence to test your voice on. Right? That's perfect. Go to the mall. Go to the mall.
Expands your vocal cords.
Mall.
Yes. Mall.
Again, a joke 7 people get.
Right. Great. Hilarious.
Can you...
put you up?
Yeah.
Sure, mister.
Number 2, Mike.
How's that?
I don't hear anything.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Oh, what?
I heard something. Deal with that.
Take it.
All right, guys. So we'll see you again on Monday.
This has really been fun. This has been a great time.
Now, let's see.
Holy moly, Mike.
Money donations.
Yeah, talk about it.
Oh, my gosh.
What do we know? What do we know, Jay, about donating money?
We know that you should be able to go to the website. I was going to check it right now and click on it, and the store should be up. Webb was going to put it up for us last night. So let's see. No, it doesn't. Check on it for you. I can get it up 2 seconds.
So. Okay, okay.
$1,000.
Let's see.
$2,000.
I'm looking on. We'll have it on MikeyShow.com shortly.
Yeah, Jay's on it.
So that you can go there.
You need
and
to boot the web, Jay.
You got to boot up
That's
the
right.
web.
Yeah. Go to the face tube.
And face the space.
JPEG it.
Yeah. Get it?
Get it, Jay.
JPEG. Wow. Wow, we are all already.
We're done. I can't top that.
And ta-da!
Hey, Oats. Oaters. I need my call screener. It's complete.
Call screener.
I don't know how to work any of that equipment.
Go, Riz. Go.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh,
go, Robbie.
Oh, shades. Who loves the shades?
Oh, you gonna use that, Mike?
Right. Oh, what?
For what?
What a clown. Come on.
570-1053 is the phone number. Give us a call. 570-1053.
Chetty, don't you
what
dare.
What is he doing?
Mike. Make him be freaked out like the rest
Stop.
Of us. Please.
Eddie's leaning back, relaxed, with his feet up on the console.
Ridiculous.
What did you, we got a lot of time to go.
Hey.
I've already lost my voice.
Right? That would be bad. Not
good. We're all singing today at 5, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, forecast calls for 174 degrees today.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah, good.
It's like the Joshua tree.
That's right. It's going to be so hot.
How dare you? Even. Yeah, I watch Entourage 2. Okay. All right.
You're the best.
All right, we got to get some, we have to get some stuff out there right away for people that have never heard the 28-hour show before. Mm. That we are on for 28 straight hours, and so there are going to be times where we have to get up, go to the bathroom, whatever. We will also be eating on the air. The only thing that we don't do is sleep. And so we will have to.
Yeah. What's your name is Sean.
No, Sean will not sleep.
Did you have a little talk with him?
I'm having it right now.
Oh, okay. Much more comfortable.
Yeah, true.
Much more comfortable. Sean will not sleep. Sean.
No, I will not.
No, he's not. He's going to watch the movies with us and participate.
Yep.
If he does.
Yep.
We'll wake him up.
Well, yeah, I got a will. Special way to do it.
Sean's a germaphobe, and Eddie just gave germ fingers to him.
Yeah, don't like that.
Air fingers. So if, you know, there's going to be different points in the show where Sky will just go, or Eddie will go, or I'll go, or whatever, and it'll be a short thing. We'll come back, and we'll get into it. I have my headphones up loud, and I have my microphone up loud because I'm going to try to save my voice. Trying to speak as normally as possible, and they already feel gone.
Oh, no.
My wife got me something called throat coat tea.
Oh, yeah. The old throat coat.
Yep.
Which I will begin drinking this morning. Mm-hmm. She says it's decaf.
Hmm.
Eddie, what time did you go to bed? Let me introduce real quick.
You don't want to know.
I'm Mikey.
Oh, gosh.
I'm Mikey. I'm the host of the show. I'm 38. Eddie's our producer and sports guy. He's 35. Sky is our news girl. She's 30, but she'll be 31 very soon. Sean is our sound effects man. He's 38 as well. Ashley is our assistant producer. She is 25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, Boston Rob, is 25 years old, engaged to be married. And Rob, tell everybody what you do.
I'm your right-hand man.
He's my right-hand man.
Whatever you want me to do, dude.
Yeah,
you want
me to do. He's there for me.
Go jump off a bridge, I'll do it.
That's
Wait.
Right.
Let's do this.
That's what he does.
So I'm going to go home and take
back.
A nap.
That's right.
Go home and take a nap.
And then there's the artist formerly known as Roosevelt Zethian Oates III, Jr., Esquire, MD, DDS, President, and CEO. As seen on TV.
Rosie.
And he is our phone screener. So why don't you call us, 570-1053. Let's get this thing kicked off by taking some phone calls and get into the show. Text message number 35253. So if you want to text us at 35253. P1 Slide.
Good morning, Mikey Show.
Hey, Slide, before we get started, tell everybody that's new listening what a P1 is.
Somebody that turns down the radio, gets straight to the point, doesn't cuss, listens to Mikey Show for extended periods of time, and converts into P1s.
That is correct. That is exactly what a P1 is. And today is a day where you are telling everybody that you know that is not a regular Mikey Show listener to be listening to the Mikey Show. Because even if they listen to another show, they can listen to us today because we're on all day.
Yeah!
What's going on, Slide?
Well, Mike, I'm out here in the parking lot with Quimby, Danny, Talon, T-Rex, a whole bunch of other P1s as well. Let's get them to make some noise for you real
Let's
quick.
Let's do it.
Make some noise! Yeah!
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is. It's already a madhouse out there.
That's crazy.
FYI, that wasn't this group right here.
It wasn't?
No.
What?
That's the other.
That's the group.
Are you kidding? Two groups?
Yeah. We have an upper parking lot here at the place. That was the upper parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
This is crazy,
oh,
man.
My.
Oh, good morning.
I love it.
That's crazy.
A lot of people today. Slide, thank you for the call, bro.
No problem.
Hang in there.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer P1 Danny is on the line.
Oh, Danny.
What's up, Mikey Show?
What's going on, dude?
Good, guys.
This is the lower side of the parking lot.
That's the lower parking lot.
I love it.
So, I was calling because if you guys peek out the window...
Oh, yeah.
Really, really cool, Danny.
What is that? It's gophers. It's gophers.
That you guys are here.
It's gophers hanging on a rope.
I'm right here in front of you guys, so you guys can know what the hours are.
Yeah, that's because Sky is a gopher assassin.
I am not an assassin.
So they have 28 different dead gophers that they're going to put up on this window
every hour.
Every gopher.
Okay.
There's a big sign outside that says "Go for it, Sky."
That's awesome.
Guys, you notice there's also a gopher here.
Yeah,
this is probably the one that was in your trash can.
How dare you, Danny? Wow. That one has little baby angel wings, okay?
It's fantastic.
You said the other one didn't go to heaven?
Oh,
Danny.
Oh, Scott.
It's too early to pick on me,
That's
Danny.
That's so great.
Please, give the girl a break.
By the way, thank you, Danny. Hey, there's something else that I need to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
We're doing something else.
Oh.
Every single hour, at the top of the hour, we're going to have a legal ID.
Okay.
And you'll hear it, you know. It's to the theme of 24, the TV show 24. And every hour we're going to play a legal ID. You will hear, and not even P1s know about this.
Mm-mm.
Not even the Hall of Fame P1s, and they know everything.
Yep.
They know more than I do. Every single hour we're going to give you the word of the hour. And we're going to have a different word all 28 hours of the show. And if you can call us tomorrow morning when we get off at 10 and give us the entire sentence.
Mm.
So that means, you know, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
It all goes in a row. The words all make sense. Be getting them. And then tomorrow morning, we'll ask you, what's the sentence from all those words of the hour? This morning's word of the hour was congratulations.
Mm.
That was the first word. We won't say it again, but it happened at 6 o'clock, and the word was congratulations. All right?
Mm.
So you got that. Let's take some more phone calls. People are calling in. Oh, by the way, Jay, do we have the T-shirts yet?
Yes, they should be upstairs. I can go.
We got to show those to people. I want to see them.
Oh, yeah.
I want to touch it.
Yeah, yeah. When the news gets here... I want to give the people, the newscasters or whatever, give them the T-shirt. We have 28-hour show T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
28-hour show.
That's awesome.
2008. Let's see. This is P1 Aaron.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Well, I just want to say to all of you, I'm pretty new listener. I just moved to Oceanside, and now I'm driving to work. I drive to work with you guys every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say what an awesome job you all do. And I thank you for doing this for the Children's Hospital today. And I send you all my energy.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Sweet.
We appreciate that very much.
Aww.
And you're a new listener?
I'm a new listener.
Oh, that's great.
So I just wanted to say I can't be there, but I'll be there in spirit. And I think all of you do such a wonderful job.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate that.
So So have a great day and stay awake.
Thank you.
We'll word to your mother.
Total word.
Word.
And we're getting it up on the website where you can go there and donate money to Children's Hospital. Last year, we raised $14,000. This year, we want to shatter that record.
Yeah, yep, $14 million.
Oh, yeah, we want $14 million.
I don't know about yep.
that. Oh, why, $14 Sky donating?
Oh. Okay. Mike, we have a pressing issue already.
What is it?
We need cups for our beverages. Jay wants us to drink out of those styrofoam coffee cups. And I said, no way, man.
No.
We got to drink out of those red.
The red plastic party
shaving
cups.
Party cups.
Party cups.
The cups you shave with.
Stop it.
Red plastic party cups. You get them at a grocery store. Yeah.
And I'm already parched.
I know.
Anybody else?
So at some point, we got to send Zeth or somebody's. We got to get red party cups.
Yeah.
Zeth?
Yeah.
Are you doing anything now?
Phones.
I got it. I got it, bro.
And we need creamer. Ashley, tell Zeth.
Yeah, we need creamer. Oh. I have money.
You guys making a list?
Yep, check
just
it
all twice. We need is creamer and cups.
Body cups.
Body cups.
Hey, Ash.
Get another thing.
Can you cover the cups?
And Ricolas. Get Ricolas.
Oh.
I have that.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Rebecca packs a sweet little gift package.
Pork rinds.
Let me see how much money
I got it.
You have those two.
In my pocket. Yeah, I got some in my pocket.
I have $7.
A comb.
Does that cover creamer and cups?
What?
Okay, let's $7. Do. Sean, give me match game music.
Right.
I'm going to try to figure out in my head how much it would cost for creamer.
Well, it's like Price is Right.
I know it. Give me Price is Right.
Okay.
If you have it. Oh, now he's got, now
do
he got
it,
match
Sean.
Game.
Do it, Sean. Get it.
Hold on. I got match game.
Okay. Yeah.
I will say that creamer is $3.45.
That's a good guess.
I will say that the plastic cups, and I want the red plastic, and I don't want Vons brand plastic cups. I want the red plastic. I don't know who they're made by. Maybe
Solo.
Dixie. Solo.
Oh, yes.
Nice. I will say that those cost $3.49 as well.
Wait. So
$3.45
for creamer, $3.49 for cups.
That's what I would be banking on. Okay. Eddie, what do you think?
For creamer, I like where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go $3.49 for creamer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think cups are that expensive. I'm going to say $2.99.
$2.99 plus $3.49 equals $6.48. All right, Eddie's calling $6.48. Sky, what do you got?
I say for the creamer, I really like your price range. And again, it depends. Is this on Vaughn's club card rewards?
Oh, jeez.
Because then, you know.
Never can you just give a straight answer.
Do you have a Vaughn's club card? Will you be using it?
I do and I will.
Oh, okay. This is shocking.
It's free.
Okay. Again, not necessary. I am going to hope that things are on sale and say the cream is going to be $2.99.
Oh, come on.
And then the cups, I think, are a bit cheaper. I'm going to go $1.99.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Look at Sky.
Where are you shopping?
I only buy things on sale.
Let's see.
What's my total, McGuett?
$4.98.
What was your total?
I'm going to give you all that at the end.
Oh, okay.
I'm writing them down. B-Rob, you want to take a guess?
Yeah. Wow, creamer. I don't know. I usually get mine from Starbucks if I need any.
It's the French vanilla non-fat coffee mate.
Oh,
you mean excuse me.
I don't know. 18 bucks.
Prince Charles.
My Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say $4.39 for the creamer.
Uh huh.
That's got to be expensive.
Okay.
Too many titles in the name.
Go ahead.
And the cups. They're about, if he gets the large pack, I'm going to say $2.89. They're a decent price.
All right. How about you, Sean?
Mike, I don't know anything about either of these two items, so I'll say creamer. $3.99 and cups are $1.49.
All right. Let's get Ashley in on this.
Thank you.
Well, definitely that fat-free creamer, it's expensive. I would say it's like $3.50 unless it's on sale. And then the cups, maybe $3, so $6.50.
Okay. All right, here's what we got. Ashley says $6.50. Sean says $5.48. Guy says $4.98. B-Rob says $7.28. Eddie says $6.48. And I say $6.94. Go get it. Zeth's on his way.
P1s have cups.
They have red plastic party cups.
Yeah. Then we'll never know who wins.
I know.
But also we should point out that...
you know what we could do? Go to Albertsons online. They sell all those products online.
Well, he's got to go get the creamer anyway, so he needs to check the price of the cups.
I don't know. Ask Sanjaya. He might have some in the trailer.
you never know.
The guy that has the Skyheart Ham license plate is right outside.
Here. Nice.
Oh.
Very nice.
There it is.
I want to take a picture with that.
All right. Kill the music, Shawnee. Because on the line with us right now, P1 Hall of Famer, Sanjaya. Sanjaya, are you there? Sanjaya.
Oh, no.
He's already got a dead battery.
Oh,
whoa.
No. Oh, no.
Not good.
Let's see. P1 Dark Helmet's on the line. What's up, dude?
Hey, again. Just wanted to call in and represent all of us online listeners and people all over the country that are going to be tuning in all day.
Yeah, Dark Helmet, where are you tuning in from?
I am in Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go.
I moved here last year, and I've been listening when I can at work, and I just took these 2 days off, and I'll be with you guys all 28 hours.
Very cool, dude. Thank you very much.
Nice.
All right. We'll see ya. The red party cups are here. Thank you, P1 Army.
The best.
They're on it.
That was quick. So now we got to have you go get creamer. So why don't you take $7 from Ash, go get creamer, and while you're there, get some prices for us.
Creamer.
No, Mike says he has them. Thank you, Seth.
Some text messages that we're getting at 35253. Mikey, I woke up this morning, and it felt like Christmas.
Oh my God.
28 straight hours of the Mikey Show is the best present I can have all year. That's P1 awesome. The Joker.
Oh.
Next one says, Mikey. So psyched. We'll be up all 28 with you guys.
Yeah!
It's P1 New Hampshire.
Awesome.
Next text says, goosebumps. Much luck, my good friends. That's P1 Charger Junkie. Next one says, yeah, go Mikey Show, 28 hours to go, P1 Machinist. Mikey, this is awesome. I literally did the fist bump in my car with myself when the show started. It's P1 Corman.
Now that is awesome.
How can you fist bump yourself?
No, that is awesome.
Wait, my microphone is on.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Don't ask questions that you're not prepared for answers
okay.
for.
That's right.
All right,
that's so true.
My bad.
This one says, Mikey, P1 NASA here, listening online from Houston.
Cool.
We'll be with you this whole trip. Call us if you have any problems. Good luck and Godspeed. And this next text message is phenomenal. It says, I cried during that intro.
Oh.
Aww.
I love you guys. That's P1 Chris.
We love you.
That's
Chris.
Right.
Those shucks.
Radio history being made yet again. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you, Mr. McCain.
Thank you, Mikey.
Oh.
Oh.
You did so good last night.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Let me get back to that question. Right. Eddie, what time did you go to bed?
How dare you?
Bad night's sleep.
No, dude.
Don't say it.
Had a very long day. I was ready to go to bed. I was really, excited to get some sleep. The mind wouldn't shut down. Yeah. I was talking to myself, trying to get my mind to stop, which made my mind work.
Yeah.
It wasn't happening. I think I fell asleep around 11. Woke up at 3 to my wife talking to herself in her sleep and laughing.
No.
Which she hasn't done since we moved in the new house, so I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But I've been up since 3. And
what
can you do?
Oh, my.
Wake up. Bloody Mary, guys.
Eddie's having a...
Okay.
Man, I'd be asleep
refreshing.
By noon.
Can you give me some celery?
What are you going to drink? What are you drinking?
OJ.
Really?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately.
My favorite drink.
Yeah, I love that drink, too.
I drink it up. I drink it up blood.
Yeah.
I drink it up blood.
Over the top.
What happened? Unfortunately, promotions got me the wrong Gatorade.
No.
Oh, they're the worst.
No, they're not the worst. I asked for grape. They got me this G2.
Yeah, that is not the Purple Magic.
No, and it's not the same flavor, and I don't care for it. So.
No.
What? Bad start. Bad start.
No.
It's okay. I'm good.
It's all right. Everybody's fine.
Sky.
Hi.
How about you?
So I decided to go the no nap route yesterday. So I did not nap, and I went to bed early. I actually started to fall asleep towards the end of the debate at like 7:30. I was like nodding off at the end of the debate. So I was probably.
Were you laying in bed?
No, I was on the couch.
So you had to get up and go.
Yeah.
See, that's terrible when you're nodding off. Then you have to get up.
Walk up and then wash your face, brush your teeth.
It's better to nod off in bed so you could just go, all right, goodbye.
Yeah. So I probably got to bed like a little bit after 8 o'clock last night. So I'm doing good. I think I'm all right. Everything's cool.
It was late, much later than I expected for me to get in bed and ready to go to sleep.
Yesterday you were saying you were shooting for like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I was. I was shooting for 5.
Yeah.
But at 4:45, Sean and I decided to go kill some Indian food.
Oh, dude, real good.
Some Thai food, actually. Thai food.
We wanted Indian. We ended up at Thai.
Oh, here's the T-shirts. Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Oh, that's sick. Oh,
right on. The front of it says The Mikey Show. Let me see the front. Front of it says The Mikey Show, and then underneath it, it says 28-hour show. And then on the back, it says The Mikey Show with the Mikey Show logo underneath in the font of the TV show 24.
Sick.
It says 28-hour show October 8th and 9th, 2008. That's hot.
Sweet.
That's cool. So Sean and I went out to eat Thai food last night. And Sean ordered his Thai food. They asked him... On a scale of 1 to 10, how spicy do you want it? Sean said,
yeah.
1.
He's cute. He has
What's so funny
guy.
About that?
And so
that's for like 7-year-olds.
You're an idiot, dude. It's not for 7-year-olds. It's for people who don't want their face burned off.
Okay.
So the guy, the Taiwanese man.
Yes.
Who was very nice, by the way. He was very accommodating.
I'm sure he chuckled.
I'm sure he tipped him really good then.
He did not chuckle. I didn't pay. Mike did.
He said...
Thank you, by the way. I never said thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, you're unreal.
And wow. You did say grateful. Thank
wow, you.
You forgot.
Mike.
Did I? Okay.
Wow.
He said, I will put this as -1.
Yeah. He did a -1.
And he had an explanation that I didn't understand.
Yeah, he was saying that he'll do a -1, but there's only a certain level that they can go down to because in order for it to have the right flavor... They have to have at least some chili in there.
Right.
And I understood that.
Yeah.
I understood that. But unfortunately, the cook didn't listen to him at all. He mistook that -1 for a +10.
According to Sean.
No, not according
to Sean. I tried it. Eddie, I tried it.
How was it?
It was hot.
I said to Sean that it was as if I were putting my hand up to my ear, straining to hear any noise at all. I don't hear anything.
It's because you're deaf.
I'm tasting this, but I don't hear any spice at all.
Oh, that's weird.
Interesting.
Huh.
It was actually, the portion that you took was very small.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
And it was not an appropriate sampling.
Yeah.
It's not a scientific sample.
Eddie, then we talked for 20 minutes with Sean trying to convince me of two things. Number one.
Stupid.
Number one, he tried to convince me that Alien 3 really is,
it's an excellent movie,
and that on the air I've never acted appropriately when we talk about it because I've never given it a chance. Mm. Alien 3.
Never.
Feels I've never given Alien 3 a chance. So there was an entire conversation about how
I've seen Alien 3.
You have,
yes.
It's the one of the prison planet.
Yes.
And there's an entire conversation from Sean about how the very first Alien that came out took a realistic sort of point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The second movie, which Sean referred to as Alien 2.
Okay, Aliens. Whatever, bro. That movie sucked.
Sean says,
whoa,
Alien 2.
We're fighting.
He says Alien 2 was very unrealistic, which I do.
It's over the top.
I agree with him on that. It's over the top. But he said Alien 3 got back to the original formula.
It was in keeping with the original. A realistic take on a fantastic situation.
Eddie, and then we debated.
You're an ass, you know that?
We debated over the movie Independence Day for 20 minutes.
Well, there's no debate. Why would you even bother and wasting your time?
He says, you and I, you know, he says our take that, number one, we don't get it. And that what we don't get is that the point of view of that movie is it's just a summer blockbuster.
It's just fun.
You're just supposed to have fun.
Yeah, but I've seen plenty of summer blockbusters in my day.
Sure.
Have had fun.
Yeah.
And not felt like I was being talked down to.
Dumbed down.
Like I'm a stupid idiot.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And, yes. That didn't happen. That did not happen.
It occurred.
Happen. I beg your pardon,
I beg
sir,
your pardon.
But it did.
Beg pardon.
Oh,
do you not remember Randy Quaid flying his airplane?
In space. His biplane.
Yeah, his crop duster.
In outer.
It wasn't in outer space.
Not inner.
It wasn't
in outer space.
No, it wasn't in outer space. They were still in the atmosphere.
He was dogfighting
the alien
ships
with
his crop duster.
He had fighter jets all
around. Mike, the president of the United States in a plane dogfighting the alien.
It was a fighter pilot. What do you want? It was like all hands on deck.
Because they would let the president of the United States get in a plane and go dogfight.
Yep.
Eddie?
Definitely.
What world do you live in?
Eddie?
Yo.
Overanalyzing.
Yeah.
Sean felt that I was overanalyzing when I pointed out that Jeff Goldblum plugged his Apple computer into an alien spacecraft to give it a virus.
Sure. And knew how to fly one of the alien spacecrafts.
Yes.
Didn't look at a manual.
Are you a computer scientist?
Right. I feel you, Sean. I don't know what they're
Sky, don't do this.
Thank you, Sky. I enjoy that movie.
I've seen that movie probably like 15 times. I watch it whenever it comes on TV.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, you can't take it serious. It's just something you enjoy.
It's like bubblegum, you know? We're not a pamphlet movie here. I've seen movies like that.
We went
to 7-Eleven and we bought some Hubba Bubba, all right?
Nah.
I like Hubba Bubba.
My question is, if given a choice, why choose that?
Sometimes you like gum.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes I like to chew gum.
I see. Well, it was a heated debate at the Thai restaurant last night. Sky, you look pretty.
Very good food, by the way.
Thank you. I'm just, now that the sun is slowly starting to come up, I'm starting to see this gopher shenanigans outside.
Fox 5 is here and wants to come in and interview us.
Cool. Can we turn the lights on?
Live on the television?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You might want to change the channel up here.
Yeah.
How's my angle?
Your angle's beautiful. Your angle's beautiful.
Should I wait outside?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what we got.
He said, yep. Later, Johnny.
Later.
Nice knowing you. You're a friend of the friends.
Oh, that's not right.
That is not right.
This isn't DirecTV, so just fine.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah. There you go.
There we go.
Beauty.
We're ready to go.
Beauty.
And we'll let Fox 5 come in and interview us about what we're doing here.
Just... They need to go up top and see what the is going on.
Yeah. There.
They're going to freak out.
It's really crazy.
I mean, people on the news are going to freak out going, what are they doing?
Why are you here, people?
That's right.
We don't get it.
No.
It's unbelievable.
This is nuts.
Is Jay in the room or no?
Sean, get your face out of the camera, Sean.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Here, let me come around. I want to see what...
Sean, see what you're creeping everyone out. Hey, bro. Broseph, Sean, stop playing with the webcam. You're really creepy.
Giving him a show. What do you want?
I don't think they want a close-up
of
your eyeball.
Did you see the gopher graveyard thing that they're doing?
No.
Right here.
Yeah. With that stupid picture of me.
Oh!
That is fantastic.
Wow. So they're going to fill that up.
Yeah, 28 different gophers. Ones, I guess. That's what they said.
So awesome.
How do you feel?
And Danny needs to stop using that picture of me holding the sign that says women should be seen, not heard.
Okay.
That's his go-to picture of me.
Why does that upset you?
Dressed in a maid outfit holding that
sign. I mean, you were the one that was out there holding up the sign.
I lost the bet. I lost lost a bet. It's not like I was like, hey, what am I going to do today? Ooh, I know. Let me dress as a French maid and hold up signs that hurt the women's movement. No, Sean, there was sarcasm there.
That was so beautiful.
There's still a women's movement? I thought that was over. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like, we let you vote.
Yeah.
What else do you need?
Equal pay.
Yeah. Stop women's suffrage.
All right.
Mikey Show, hello.
Mikey Show, what's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
Hey, I called in yesterday, man. I played your little contest. It was P1Z. I won the ticket to UFC.
Oh, right on, dude. What's up?
Awesome.
You know what? Unfortunately, man, something's come up, and I'm not going to be able to go, and I want to call you guys so you guys have a chance to give it to somebody else.
That's nice.
Yeah, that sounds good. The only thing is that we are not prepared to do that at this moment.
Okay.
We're just not prepared to do it because we're kind of running around with staff and stuff like that. But what we'll do is we'll get your number and, we'll figure it out. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about the whole thing, man, but thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Hang on. Okay.
Definitely.
Hang on. We're a little under. Yeah. You want to get his number and we'll figure out how to do that. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, really slow start here, man. Nothing funny so far.
That's what we're all about.
Hey, listen, we got 28 to do here, bro. Don't worry. We're gonna make this good for you. We're just getting ourselves situated.
He must have missed my JPEG joke.
Yeah.
You didn't hear the JPEG joke?
I did hear the JPEG.
That guy, and
you laughed. I know you did. See, so you're calling in with falsehoods right now.
That's right.
No, I heard it.
All right.
How dare you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, what's the verdict? We have...
Oh, Zed.
Zed the Notes is back. How much?
Oh, I got this.
What was the grand total?
I won. No question about it.
I had other things, so
Well, then give me...
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Just good give Lord. The price for
give me
each
the prices.
Item.
All right. The Some creamer
right.
was $3.79.
Ooh, wow. A little high.
I'm out. I'm already out.
Okay.
The cups were $3.99.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That's 778.
Mike's got it, I think.
Way off.
Well, B-Rob said 728.
Yes!
Wow.
Pay me my money.
I said 694.
There's no money.
So I think, I think B-Rob is the closest at 728.
Wow. We're not going to get you a French decaf low creamer latte spliced with a hint of vanilla, hazelnut, all decaf. Did I say that? What else was in the title for like
non-fat.
$2? Oh, that's non-fat. Right.
Yeah. You are the queen of the grocery store, Rob. Congratulations.
Way to go.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't see me buying that fancy stuff.
Quite an honor.
I believe that what we can do right now is...
What?
We can do our first thing of the morning.
Oh, no. That makes it real.
Well, what we wanted to do for you this morning to kind of set the tone... for the 28-hour show, to get you sort of in the right state of mind, is to do a couple of dramatic readings for you.
Oh. Wait, what?
Eddie, do we need to vamp?
Rob, can you help me?
Yeah.
I got to get your instrument. Mine is there, too.
What?
We're going to do two dramatic readings this morning. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Morning.
How are you? We're good.
We're terrific.
We're live on the air, so we're going to be live this whole time. So if you do need to ask us, you can. You can just interrupt us if you need to interrupt us for anything, because we're live for 28 straight hours.
We can't take a commercial.
We can't take any commercial breaks or anything, so it's okay. You can talk to us whenever you need to. Interrupt us if you need to.
Okay. My problem is the mic.
The mic?
Yeah, all I have is a
lav. Okay. Do you need us to do anything? Do you need for us to do anything, or can we help you in any way?
I want to bring back an interview, because I want to do a story for tonight, and then I want to bring it back for our morning show this morning.
Awesome. Yeah.
Cool. It sounds like she needs, like, you need, like, an interview, like a sit-down interview.
Oh, you need a sit-down. You can interview me on the air.
That's fine. Can I still mic you up on my lawn?
Absolutely.
Oh.
That sounds perfect.
Anything you got to do, you can do it.
Whatever you need.
If
you want Mike to wear a tutu, he's in.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
I mean, really, whatever.
I prefer the tutu.
Yeah.
What is your name?
My name is Nadine.
Are you a producer? Are you a producer? You're a reporter.
Photographer.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing everything.
That's awesome.
Yes, reporter.
Reporter, photographer for five.
Yeah. You are the bomb.
Just reporter.
Yeah, you see how pretty she is? Of course she's on camera.
That's
yeah.
right.
Come on.
From Sandy. From San Diego?
Oh.
Originally, no.
Where are you from?
I'm from the San Francisco area.
Right on.
Oh, where, so are we.
Most of us are, too. Where are you from? Gilroy, really? San Jose.
I'm from Los Gatos.
Oh, nice. Oh,
do you know the Southern Kitchen?
Of course I do.
That's my mother-in-law's restaurant.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to work at Tangles right across the street.
I used to work in the Southern Kitchen.
No.
I used to be a nerd in high school.
Shut up, Sean. She worked at the hair salon right across the street from where I work. Yeah, and they'd get to-go orders.
We
but
should go
sometimes,
to the mall.
Sometimes they wouldn't always tip. I'm not going to lie. Some of them did. Not all of them. I'm not going to lie.
Did you ever listen to KSJO radio?
Did I listen to KSJO? Tell me the numbers it was.
92.3.
Yeah, I listened to 92.3.
We were on that station before we were here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're all from the Bay.
We're all from the Bay. Most of us are.
Mm-hmm. Not me. Nah.
Except this guy with the word Boston tattooed on his throat.
Except for he's clown school.
He's our token Bostonian.
Yeah, he's our token Bostonian / Massachusetts. Oh, is that how you say it, Rob?
It's
pronounced criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a lot of silent letters.
That's it.
Okay. Are we ready to do this?
I believe so.
What is going on?
Rob, are you ready?
Come on, Rob.
We just want to start the moment. We want to start the morning off right.
What is this?
Dramatic reading.
Okay.
To get the tone for this morning set and ready to go.
Okay.
And to assist us, Boston Rob will be using a hand drum.
Oh.
That's nice.
Okay, this is different.
You know what to do, Rob.
Duh. Okay. Hey, hold
Eddie.
On. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead,
what
Rob.
I can't work under these conditions. Where are those glasses?
Oh, no.
What is this?
The Elvis glasses.
Here you go, buddy.
Rob needs dark glasses.
Oh.
There we go. Woo. Anytime. Eddie, would you like to begin?
This is so
well,
dumb.
Do whatever you want, man.
Eddie, give me... Now, this is so... People know this is...
Going on?
Just to set the mood. Eddie, give us your dramatic reading this morning. And who will you be reading?
I'm going to be reading from the workings of the Presidents of the United States.
Oh, okay.
This piece of work is called... Lump.
Wow, that sounds really...
Hum. Lump sat alone in a boggy marsh.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah.
Totally motionless.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Except for her heart.
I might cry.
Mud flowed up into Lump's pajamas.
Oh man.
Gee, totally confused. All the passing piranhas. She's Lump.
That's for real.
She's Lump.
Oh yeah, she is.
She's in my head.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
She's Lump.
Yeah.
She's Lump.
So many ways to take it.
Yeah, uh-huh. I heard that part.
She might be dead.
Oh, no.
I get it.
Lump lingered last in line for brains.
Yeah.
What?
That's right.
And the ones she's got were sort of rotten and insane. Small things so sad that birds could land. Is Lump fast asleep? Or rocking out with the band?
Oh my God.
It's life, isn't it?
Is yeah.
She's Lump!
Oh,
she's Lump!
Okay.
She's Lump!
This is so dumb.
He's
so
in
dumb.
My head. She's Lump!
Okay.
Yeah.
She's Lump! She might be dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh wow!
What are you doing?
That's how they clap.
Ooh.
Damn. Who's
that? The beat mix.
Wow.
That's really good.
Did the news get all that?
That's important stuff right there.
The news get that.
That you're watching Channel 5.
Well, that's duh. Right. Of course.
Duh. Hello.
Of course. All right. We have one more dramatic reading.
Oh, we do. Oh, lovely.
And it will be a dramatic reading. Mm-hmm. Of some poetry
mm-hmm.
from the works of Avril Lavigne.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She's good.
This is her work from her second stanza called Skater Boy.
Okay, good.
Very political. Yes. Wow. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
He was a boy. She was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? He was a punk.
Oh. Oh.
She did ballet. Yeah. What more can I say? He wanted her. She'd never tell.
Oh.
Secretly, she wanted him as well. All of her friends, they stuck up their nose.
Oh.
They had a problem with his baggy clothes.
No.
You see, he was a skater boy. She said, yeah, later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but her head was, it was up in space.
Oh, no.
She needed to come back down to Earth. 5 years from now, she sits at home feeding the baby. She's all alone. Turns on the TV, guess who she sees?
Ooh, can't imagine.
The skater boy walking on MTV.
Oh, wow.
I knew it.
Oh.
Calls up her friends. They already know. They've all got tickets to see a show. She tags along, stands in the crowd. Looks up at the man that she turned down. He was a skater boy. And she said, yeah, later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. Now he's a superstar slamming on his guitar to show his pretty face and what he's worth. Skater boy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Woo!
It's just... Oh,
that's
really good.
Wow.
I still don't get it.
Wow.
There you go, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
That's a wrap.
Deep and...
Oh.
Wow.
That guy's like, I'm still not laughing. it's been 52 minutes. I'm still not laughing.
Oh, well. We tried.
Yep. Oh, there it is. We just want to start the morning off, get the tone right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
And...